tonight, we're joined in the studio by Renee from Bears Perth.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Oh.
We have a bit of a limp microphone situation.
Let's not read into that too.
No. I know, I was tempted.
Doesn't bode well, does it?
So we were actually in here slightly confused and you might be able to clear something up. Mr. Bear Perth and Bears Perth, two different things. Do you want to explain exactly?
Yeah. So Bears Perth is the organization. We've been around for 27 years. We're the longest running Bears men's group in Australia. Mr. Bears Perth is the competition that we have at the end of the month, where we basically have a couple different people compete for the title. There's a number of different little aspects involved.
And so the title that they win, that's called Mr. Bears Perth.
Yes. Yeah, so that's the
And do they
title.
Then compete, like,
yeah.
nationally?
Yeah, so at there's a competition in Melbourne. I believe it's in July. I don't think the dates have been finalized as of yet. And so we compete against a guy from Adelaide, a guy from Victoria, Queensland. So we all go out there for Southern Hibernation and see who, that's what it's called, and see who wins out of the different contestants.
But there's no sleeping really, is there?
No, it's like, no, not at all.
But it's a perfect time of year for it, because, like, you can eat everything you want, get as hairy as you want. You're like, I'm more of a bear now than ever.
It's definitely an excuse to put on, to eat some carbs and go and have fun, yeah.
We like it when people talk about food on this show.
You definitely have the right guy in for that.
So how would you describe a bear?
The traditional kind of characteristics of a bear are a guy probably on the stockier side, hairy chest, beard. That's kind of the
when he's itchy, rubs against a tree.
Yes.
Likes honey.
Likes honey.
There's actually called Honey Events. That's an organization, and they do in the States and here in Australia, and it's honey bears. So yeah.
Oh, cute. Oh.
So we definitely play around with that. The bear
idea.
Term.
Yeah. Laying some traps.
There's a party called the Honey Trap, actually. So, yeah.
Oh, wow.
You
can write this stuff, man.
Yeah, you got this nailed.
Scaring awesome. Some people in tents, you know. Let's not talk about tents.
Don't leave food lying around.
No,
yeah,
no.
All that stuff.
Not with some of us, no. Definitely not.
So we've talked about bears, but are there other types of animals?
Yeah, I guess when you look at men and just their different stature, body hair, so you have otters and you have wolves and you have cubs, which are smaller bears.
Baby bears.
The younger group, a bunch of us. So you have...
Less hairy.
No, same amount of hair, just younger.
So babies.
And so what are... I have to know more. What would be an otter? Like, how do you differentiate between them?
Same amount of body hair, so chest, belly, arms.
They're still hairy.
Yes,
yeah,
still hairy.
They're all hairy.
That's the common...
Just leaner.
Yeah.
Leaner, so same stature, just leaner.
Yeah, and wolves?
Oh, God, and I'm probably going to get in trouble for not actually knowing, but they're more muscular.
Oh, yeah.
They could potentially be older.
So and will tear you apart emotionally.
It's like the big hairy guys in the gym just kind of
busting
out the reps. Probably those would probably be classified as wolves.
Nice.
This sounds so exciting.
So who can enter? Is it just the bears?
No. You know what?
It can be an otter.
It's open to all the guys in Perth. It's the guys who come to. We have den nights within Bears Perth twice every month, and the guys that come along, they're more than free to enter. And so we like it because of the fact is it's a wide variety of different guys, different bigger guys like myself, smaller guys, hairy guys, not so. It's a wide range, and that's the whole point of our group is being inclusive, so that way it depends on the judges that we have come in and the crowd at Connections. They're the ones that are going to elect the person to represent Perth.
Yeah. So you get like a whole teddy bears picnic.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of what we did at Pride. We had that was our float, teddy bear picnic.
Oh my god, that sounds like so much fun!
It's awesome.
So cute.